Hi everyone, it's Stefano with the Open Source BooCast, episode number 2. So what exactly is open source? I alluded to open source being inexpensive or free. Well, it is free. And let me explain to you exactly what open source is. Open source software means that the source code for building the software or compiling the software in a computer to create an executable file is given away by the company or organization that programmed or created the software to begin with. Now, why would they give away the source code to software? Very simple. In many, many cases on the internet, it's a community-driven project. So they've created, let's take for instance, a word processor that has open source code. So people start using it and they notice a bug, or they notice something isn't quite right, or a menu doesn't react the way it's supposed to, or a function, or whatever it may be in the software. The people using it, if they're experienced programmers, can go into the source code and find out where the problem might be, and then suggest to the organization how to fix it. Or in certain situations where the open source software is community driven and contributions come from the internet community, then actual changes can be made to the source code and then submitted for review to some members of the open source software community of that software for review. And then if they're found to be valid additions or valid modifications to the code, they're accepted and integrated into the software. And that way the software gets continuously updated by the users and by the community. So, for instance, I'm not a programmer, but if I'm using a piece of software that's open source, I can contribute by saying, hey, I found this bug. I don't know how to fix it necessarily, but I found this bug when I do this particular thing. Now, programmers, they try their best to make a product that is stable. And they'll do some quality assurance testing, but they can't possibly test for every single permutation and situation that the software might be put under. That's where the community comes into play, and people contribute or can contribute to the development of a piece of software, and it's called open source. Most open source software and projects are free, and that means that perhaps the intellectual property or the actual program itself, the code, is given away, but it never actually belongs to anybody. Nobody can claim it as their own. It is open source, and it does belong to the community at large, be it the internet community or whatever it may be. There's also a philosophy, this philosophy of open source goes even further and almost goes into hardware at times, and there are projects, there's none that come to me right away, but there are projects out there for hardware open source where the components and everything that goes into a piece of hardware, be it a computer piece of hardware or audio piece of hardware, is all available on the market as individual separate components and put together. And the circuits and the schematics and any firmware, software is open source. So anybody can look at it and say, oh, I think I can modify this or improve this by making these changes. Again, just like the software, it can be done at the hardware level as well. And this is great because the community is driven. And now one would say, well, how do these companies make money? If you're giving your products away, how in the world do you make money? Well, you make money with your expertise. So you're giving software away, or even hardware in some cases. Where do the companies make money is from supporting the software and helping people that are using it to integrate it into whatever they're trying to do, be it in a company, in an organization. So what happens is the organization ends up paying for support, not for the software. So that was a real quick overview of open source software and open source, the open source concept. Thank you.